Shalom Aleichem. Today in Mishnah Yomi Land, we are in Chapter Zayin, Hasocher and Bava Metzia. Mishnayot Vav Zayin today. Mishnah 6, Kautzitz Odom Al Yedei Atzmo. A person can make a contractual agreement with his employer that he will not take advantage of the Torah entitlement to eat the produce that he's working with. As we've explained the last couple days, there's a Torah entitlement to work with certain types of produce for when the worker is actually physically working with it. But he can make an agreement that instead of eating those grapes, he'll get a higher wage instead. Also, al yedei bno vito gadolim, also if the father is setting up a summer job for his son or daughter who's over bar bat mitzvah, he can, if they agree, of course, if the children agree, he can make the same stipulation, the same contract, al yedei avdu shrato hagedolim, if he has a servant who is also over age. Now, it's actually interesting, it didn't say bar mitzvah, because for a non-Jew, and technically the Eved Kenani is not yet a full Jew, as we've explained, he's sort of quasi-Jewish, he's gone to the mikvah, he has to keep certain mitzvot, has to keep Shabbos, but he's not fully Jewish until he or she is freed. So actually the age of majority might be younger for non-Jews, as long as they are harif, as long as they have a business sense, they could go out and buy and sell and do okay and, make their own livelihood. It could be even 9 or 10 years old even. So they have al yedei ishto, also for his wife. If he's hiring out himself and his wife, he can say, listen, we'll both agree not to eat from the vineyard and you'll give us a higher wage. Mipnei she'yesh bahen dot. Because all of these people have dot. They have the intellectual capacity to agree to this condition, to waive their Torah right to eat the produce in return for a higher wage. Aval, but einu kotzitz al yedei bno vito ketonim. If the father is going to work and he's bringing his kids, it's take your children to the vineyard day, and these kids are under bar bat mitzvah, he can't agree on their behalf, not that they won't eat, only for himself. Lo al yedei avdu vishkavto ketonim, also if he has servants who are under age, and if he's bringing his animal to work also, dat can also mean a mind. Now, obviously, they have a mind, but they don't have the intellectual capacity. They haven't reached the legal age of consent to waive their rights to eat the produce they're entitled to in the Torah. So the father who's taking his kids or his animal or his servants along with him to the vineyard to work there, he cannot waive their rights if he does not have their valid agreement to do so, their informed consent, as we would say. On to Mishnah Zayin, a socher et a poelim lasot b'netzer revai shalo. Somebody has hired workers to work in his vineyard, but this vineyard is neta revai. It's fourth year produce. Keep in mind, the first 3 years are called orla, and that you cannot eat anywhere. But the fourth year is neta revai, and it's very similar to maaser sheni in that you can eat it, but only in Yerushalayim. You'd have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Or as we discussed by maaser sheni, you could redeem it onto money and then take the money to Yerushalayim and buy karbanot, buy meat and wine, enjoy it inside Yerushalayim. So hare elu lo yochelu. So these workers cannot eat this stuff. But if the owner, the employer, didn't inform them that the work would be with neta revai, pode umachilan, he needs to redeem the neta revai onto money and allow them to eat it. Because he had really tricked them, because part of the employment is this Torah allowance to be able to eat what they're working with. So they went into the job with that assumption. If he tricked them, then he has to be able to feed them. Nitparsu igulav. If the work was his cakes of figs that were already pressed into cakes, they used to take a bunch of figs together, put them in a shape, in a mold, and squish them together into a cake, and then you could cut slices of this delicious fig cake. So he had already pressed them, but then they fell apart again during transport. Or nitpatchu chaviotav. He had already sealed barrels of wine, then they became opened again on the journey or whatever it was. Hare elu lo yochelu. They can't actually eat it if they're doing this work of repressing or resealing, because these items already had gemar malacha. They were already completely processed, completely finished, so the workers can no longer eat them, and they actually have to take maaser and truma before anyone eats them. Im lo hodian, and again, if the employer did not inform them, he said, hey, let's go press my figs, and he didn't tell them this is actually the second pressing, because they actually fell apart the first time. Maaser umachilan, then the employer has to take maaser, trumot, maaserot, and then allow them to eat from what they're working with as they work with it. Now, I found this Mishnah very interesting because there would be an exception to the neta revai rule. If somebody had his vineyard actually inside Yerushalayim, they wouldn't have to be podeh. They could just eat it right away, even though it's netzer vayeh, because they're already in Yerushalayim. So we see from this Mishnah, it was probably extremely rare to have a vineyard inside Yerushalayim, Ir Atika itself. It was probably extremely difficult. So one of my pipe dreams, my God willing, projects that God willing will come about, is I hope to move to Yerushalayim, Ir Atika, and plant like a tiny little vineyard, you know, a tiny little vineyard on the Mirpeset or something, a little itty-bitty vineyard in Yerushalayim, and then, you know, the Netzer Vayeh will be automatically nifte. It'll be a very nice thing to have a little tiny vineyard growing in Yerushalayim, Ir Atika. Also, Lemaisa, since I mentioned it, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's a machloket, there's a disagreement if Netzer Vayeh even applies. Some say it only applies to grapes, to vines. What I've heard from Poskim is if you're going to a store, you know, an arborist, someone who sells trees, and you ask the guy, well, how old is this tree? And they tell you, yeah, it's already 4 or 5 years old, then you can actually believe them that they know what they're talking about. Obviously, if you buy a little tiny tree that's just been planted, Orla would apply, even in Chutz La'aretz. The Machlokas is about to revise. Of course, consult your local poskim about the fourth year grapes in Chutz La'aretz. But if you're just buying a tree in Chutz La'aretz and the guy selling it tells you it's already 5 or 6 years old, you're allowed to trust him. And as long as you keep the dirt, keep the gush around the roots, the dirt around the roots, when you replant it at home, you do not start over the count for Orla. This is the psak that I've heard in Chutz La'aretz when you're buying a tree. Tizkulim mitzvot, we shall be zochei to plant trees in Yerushalayim together. Chatzlocha, chag sameach.